Hello, everybody. It's Michelle here from Booze Sounds.
And Hi-Fi George.
And we're at our favorite spot, or one of our favorite spots for Vietnamese foods, and that is the Oriental Needle House here in Edmonton. It's 1201, and so it's, as you can tell, it's very busy.
Yep.
So I'm just double-checking of what I want, but I think George knows what he wants.
It was that special bowl, but I've forgotten the specifics of it now.
Okay, well, I'm just going to get to the vermicelli here, because that's what we need to go to. Vermicelli. Special vermicelli is a combination of grilled shrimp, chicken, pork, and two imperial rolls. So, and I think I am going to get the grilled beef, and it says all items will be served with vermicelli noodles placed on top of bean sprouts, lettuce, cucumbers, carrots, and then topped with peanuts. But I don't see it with the imperial rolls.
Huh.
That's what I want, is the vermicelli beef one with the imperial rolls. So
you might have to bring that in separately or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. In a way, that's too bad.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So anyway, it's a beautiful day here in Edmonton. Last you checked, it was about 19, eh, George?
Yeah, well, actually it wasn't. It was about 14, I think, and the high is projected to be 19.
Oh, I see. I'd say it's probably about that right now,
yeah.
Possibly even more.
Possibly, yeah.
So anyway, we started off at the community garden plot. Found out there's been a common plot all this year. So I picked up some more tomatoes. I'm going to be working with some more of those, sharing with anybody who wants, and making some more sauce.
Did you order?
Yes, I think we are. George, do you want to start?
I think I'll have that special
vermicelli,
yeah. Is there more than one of those bowls, Michelle? I can't remember.
No, just special vermicelli.
Yeah.
I'd like to get the grilled beef vermicelli.
Yes.
Now, you used to have it with spring rolls, or imperial rolls.
Do you want to add some spring rolls?
Pardon me?
Do you want to add some spring rolls?
Yes, please.
Why you don't have a half of the spring roll on side?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be wonderful.
You beef vermicelli noodle with half of the spring roll. We check the same price, like you don't have your half
yeah.
order.
That'd be great.
In a little plate.
And that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, that's just ordering our meal, and should be really good. We've got some water, as well as some tea.
Yep.
Back to what I was saying.
Jasmine tea. It's
yes.
All Vietnamese food in here and stuff, so.
It's wonderful.
Very.
I'm just going to flip that over, because I need it over here. And that's what I'm doing right now, is I'm pouring the tea for both of us. Back to the garden. So I found out about that. Now, somehow, in my pot, I got some oats. And that is strange, because I didn't see them this year. Not wild oats, but actual oats, our friend said. So I brought them home. I'm going to take a picture of them. Brought home some carrots, so we'll get some nice taste of that. And like I said, the tomatoes, they're nice and big. So,
thank you.
And they're just absolutely beautiful. Some are very close to ripening, and others are not. So, but it was a fun, very peaceful day at the garden. Now we're going here to the Oriental Noodle House. And then we're off to a music store called Long & McQuaid. And that's where I got my percussion stuff. George gets all of his stuff from. Does any electronics research for the church, which he has to do today, unfortunately. And then we're going home, hopefully, with a little bit of rest time for before we go to the carrot. So I'm going to pause now, and maybe I'll continue the boo a little bit later when we've got our lunches, and maybe even we'll boo after while we're on the way to Long & McQuaid, and so on and so forth. So I'll see you in a bit. George has got his bowl. I hope they're not waiting to bring out mine. I've got my cereal rolls. A half order. And they're wonderful.
Meat's pretty good here too. It's really... I have to rescue my napkin from under my water glass.
That happens to everybody.
And in due process, I jostled my utensils around.
Yeah. So you were saying about the meat?
Seems pretty good today.
Right on.
Feels a bit different, but yeah.
Nice big tiger prawn shrimp.
Yeah, they're really on there.
Yeah, it looks like it. George really had to pull them off. And my rolls were hot off the press, so I had to let mine sit for a few minutes. But absolutely beautiful. So the shrimp's flavorful.
Yep.
That's good.
Although not quite as much so as we had that other night. Oh my goodness.
Thank you very much. Now mine's come. I did the same thing, only my phone is underneath. So if you hear some bumping and banging, apologize. Now, unlike George, I like putting the sauce on mine. Just a thin sauce, but I love it. Wow. That is tender. It's been grilled and cut into strips. It's a thin steak. Not sure if it's skirt or flank, but it's some sort of thin cut. But it's cooked beautifully. I wish I could cut or cook steak this tender.
That's one thing about here. The meat is always tender.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful flavor. maybe there.
Yep.
Or maybe I'll make another boo later. Or full impressions of the meal. Maybe that's what we'll do. Tack that on, and then we'll make another boo later. See you in a bit. I'm back. Maybe we'll just leave you with some sounds from here. I know I'm wishy-washy today, but I guess I went the
just the best. Today.
What a scoundrel. But I guess I want the best for my blue buddies. All right. Well, in case I don't say so at the end, may your journeys be safe ones. Take care and God bless.
Is that all I had, one Stuart?
Mm-hmm. It's all you had last time, too.
Okay.
That's one of the disappointments.
I like the pickled carrots. They're like little strings of carrot.
Mm-hmm.
That's really fine shredding, or whatever it is that they call after that.
I'm not sure.
Thank you.
More tea, George?
Yeah, I guess you can top that up.
There you go. I was hoping that to get those chopsticks the way that they're dried here.
Yeah. Not so much. Not our fortune today, I guess.
Oh.
You what? You gonna shut that off, or you run out of boot time? It'll happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking too. That was interesting.